I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This party started day 64 of the program, rolling into week 9, a whole new week, whole new tweak, 4 weeks left. Are you freaking the fuck out or are you so super excited with where you are at, all the hard work that you've put into this process? You can see the end of this program and this process. You can see the end of your weight loss journey coming. You can see that goal. You are so close. You can feel it. You can taste it. Or like I said, are you freaking the fuck out? Where are you at today? How are you feeling about it? So I love this week. It's a really cool tweak. As with each week, we are building on the previous week. Everything is for a rhyme and a reason. 1 week leads into the next. You're building on what you've learned in all the previous weeks, doing all of the things that you can to be as proactive as possible. Or are you? So if I ask you right now, are you going to be here at the end? Give me a hands up. Who's going to be here at the end? Do you know with your whole being that you are going to follow through and finish? Do you know that you are going to be here at the end? Are you 100% confident in that? Or are you stressing out, thinking, I don't know, I don't have enough time, I'm not sure I'm going to reach my goal? Are you making excuses for yourself? Are you blaming the program for why you haven't reached your goal yet? Where are you at and how are you feeling? Because you need to get real with how you feel and really feel that, take that in, and then make a plan. Make a plan for yourself, because the only way you're going to reach your goal is if you follow through and finish. It's the only way. Some of you are going to quit. Some of you are going to finish. That's it. My goal, of course, is for every single one of you to be here at the end. I know without a shadow of a doubt that you can lose your weight. It's just a matter of figuring out what you need to do and putting the time in. I believe you can. I know you can. But do you believe you can? Do you know that you can? I see a lot of doubt in the group today. I've been in this morning. I just got off the treadmill doing my workout. I see there's a lot going on, man. Some of you are so excited about this week's tweak, and I love that. I love that. So I want to build on that, right? Put that pedal to the metal, dive deeper, level up even more, follow through right to the very last day. I guarantee you, you'll be so excited that you followed through. Even if this is like your 15th group, you did it again. You showed up for yourself. 91 days, you did not give up on yourself. You persevered. You worked through some hard shit. And you are still here and you are still working towards that goal, because you know weight loss is not just eat less, exercise more. In fact, nothing pisses me off more than someone saying weight loss is just eating less, exercising more. Fuck off. No, it's not. It's so much harder than that. It's so much harder than that. Honestly, some of you so excited about this week and this tweak and moving forward. Drive it like it's hot. Let's go. Exactly. Some of you are really stressing yourself out. You are planting the seeds of doubt. You don't know that you're going to reach your goal. So is it even worth showing up at this point? You're freaking out. I don't have enough time. Listen, the time is going to be what the time is. You're going to have to put as much time as you need to reach your goal. That's it. Maybe you'll get it done in the next 4 weeks. Maybe not. But as long as you keep showing up and you don't give up, you're going to get it done. You're going to get it done. Some of you working through a lot of feels as well. Life is hard. And it doesn't make it easy for you. So it's about figuring out what you need to do. right? What do you need to do? And you got to get honest about doing the things that you need to do. What is it with you? How are your portions? Do you think that you're eating too much? You probably are. What can you do about that? Double down asking those four questions, right? Are your stress levels through the roof? You are stressing, it's affecting your whole life, but you're not really doing anything to manage your stress. What about sleep? I mean, today's not a great day to talk about sleep. We're probably all tired with the time change, but at the end of the day, are you still watching TV in bed? Are you still working? Are you still on your phone? Are you getting outside and trying to get that sunshine first thing in the morning, get that light? Have you listened to the sleep series at all, but yet you're still struggling with your sleep? Do you have health issues that you're just taking the pills, but there's nothing else that you're doing to level up or address your health issues, right? Do you think it's hormones, but it probably is hormones, but you're doing nothing about the hormones, not even trying to understand the hormone conversation. Like, what do you need to do? Do you need to get out of your own way? Are you sabotaging yourself? Are you really doing the things that you need to do? Or are you just hoping and wishing and wanting? Are you making this happen for yourself? Are you making this happen for yourself? Are your actions equaling your desire, right? So that's how we want to go into this week, because this last 4 months of the program, it can be magic for you, bringing everything that you've worked through, everything that you've learned, right? Physically, mentally, putting the two together, showing up, doing all the things, doing it as consistently as possible. Like, you want this so fucking bad. Like, I know you've been trying, a lot of you, for the last 20 years and you're tired, but now is not the time to get tired. Now is not the time to get tired. Now is the time to wake the fuck up, do what you need to do, and keep doing it day in, day out, right? All right. I finally know what my sign is when I've had enough and I stop eating. I sigh and I know I'm done. This is where you want to be with those four questions, right? Yeah. Asking those four questions every time you eat, it's exhausting. But you want to be so in tune to your portions that you can look at your food and you know if it's enough, if it's too much, if it's just right. That's where we want to get you. Because again, bigger than losing your weight is the ability to lose it in a healthy, sustainable way where you're going to be able to maintain it. That's the end game here. Not quick fix. Listen, you want to go starve yourself, deprive yourself, you'll probably lose some weight. And then you'll gain it all back plus more. And in the meantime, what you'll do is you'll lose muscle mass and you'll tank your metabolism, which is going to make it even harder for you to lose weight next time you try to lose weight. And that's what's happened for a lot of you through all the deprivation diets that you've done. There's a big difference between fat loss, which is what we are going after in this program, and weight loss. You can starve and deprive yourself into losing a lot of weight. But the problem is, like I said, is that you also lose that muscle along with it. And you need that muscle, especially as you get older, especially as you're dealing with hormones, especially when it comes to your metabolism, right? So that's not really a quick fix. That's a fuck you over kind of fix. It's not what you want. It's not what you want. Okay, let's get into it this morning. Let me see where you guys are at with your questions. Good morning. I'm visiting my mom for a week and I let her know my Gina plan and the feeding metabolism went fabulous over the weekend. I'm excited for the new tweak this week. It's a good one. So this week creates a little bit more flexibility. You have more options, especially for those snacks. So you could have fruit and yogurt in the afternoon if you want. You can add protein and fat to your fruit in the morning. You can switch it up to something altogether. For those of you who just couldn't stand having those two afternoon snacks, you felt like you were just forcing them. Now it's only down to one snack. Now remember, expect with this tweak, it's going to mess with your hunger levels. You're going to notice. Your body's going to notice the change this week. Now, some people with this tweak also talk about how they feel heavier, more weighed down. It's messing with their bowel movements. And they tend to blame the protein and fat or decreasing the heavy carbs and increasing the protein and fats. When in reality, probably more what's happening, because satisfaction is satisfaction. Portions are portions at the end of the day. In reality, probably what's happening is you're dropping the ball on asking those four questions. And so you're going to notice how protein and fat feeds into your satiety hormones, but you're probably not as diligent with asking those four questions. So really make sure you double down on those. Good morning. Hi, Elaine. The time change always affects me. I'm very tired. Glad to see the sun out today. Hopefully that will put a spring in my step. Yeah, the time change always signals spring. It's dumb, right? I don't know why we keep doing it, but we do. And that hour of difference makes all the difference, especially in how you feel, right? Especially how you feel. So pay attention to that. Getting outside, Dr. Beverly shared some tips with us on the weekend. Getting outside, getting that sun on your face first thing in the morning, that really helps to reset your circadian, in like your internal clock. So getting outside, getting that sunshine can make all the difference. If you're the type of person that needs to get everything, this is hard. Just do it. Dig deep. Get out of your comfort zone. You'll be okay. Yeah, it is. It's hard. Weight loss is fucking hard. It's hard, right? It's hard. It's frustrating. There's a lot that you need to do. There's a lot that you can do, right? That's what's so exciting. That's why I get so excited. There's a lot that you can do to be proactive. Now, the great thing about that is even if you just half-ass it, you're doing a lot, right? But weight loss is hard. It's hard because of all the diets that you've done before where you starved and deprived yourself and you did a number on yourself, right? But you didn't know any better because that's the diets that were offered up. That's what you were told to do. And so you did those and you probably crushed those. You probably put a lot of time, energy, money, and effort into losing weight before. And unfortunately, and this is why the diet industry sucks, it backfired on you now because your metabolism is low and slow. Your body set point is set high. It's hard to break that, but it can be done. That's the thing. It just takes work. It takes time. It takes energy. But the difference here is that you're not starving and depriving yourself. You're doing the real work. You're doing the work that it's going to take when it comes to sustainable, maintainable type of weight loss. So that's why this is going to be the last diet that you ever do, because you're getting the tools that you need in order to lose your weight in a way. Physically, your body's not going to feel the need to store it back. And mentally, you have the tools that you need to move forward and be in tune and be mindful, right? So that's the difference there. It is a lot. It is a lot. No effing quitting allowed. Even the bad days are not going to bring me down anymore because I'm here, I'm showing up, and I can and do better. Yeah, and cut yourself some slack when life is hard, right? Cut yourself some slack when life is hard. And yeah, you don't have to quit. You can keep, see, what are you going to quit? You're going to quit being in tune to your body. You're going to quit being self-aware. You're going to quit prioritizing yourself in your life. You're going to quit eating nutrient-rich foods. You're going to quit managing your stress. You're going to quit trying to get better sleep. You're going to quit what? Trying to drink water to be hydrated. You're going to quit like taking care of yourself. You're going to quit making choices that fall in line with your goals. What are you going to quit? Right? And then what are you going to do? Let's say you do quit. Just quit. Then what? What are you going to do? Chances are you're going to spend the rest of your life doing shitty diets and you're going to never reach your goal and you're going to waste all this time and energy of your life trying to lose weight and never actually ever doing it in a way that makes you happy. That's a reality. That's a bummer for today, right? That's the reality for a lot of people, is that they're just going to quit because it's hard, or they're going to quit because they're tired of dieting and they're mad and they're whatever, but you're not going to quit thinking about it. You're not going to quit thinking about losing weight. You're not going to quit thinking about how you feel. That voice inside your head that says, hey, can you eat better, manage your stress, get better sleep, you know, drink water. That's not going to go away because that's your internal voice saying you feel like shit. Maybe you can do something about it, right? It's never going to go away. And so this is an opportunity for you really to do it finally and forever the right way, in a healthy way, in a sustainable way. And yeah, there's a lot of hard shit that some of you are working through. Life is not making it easy for you. Your health issues are not making it easy for you. Your past history is not making it easier for you. Your past traumas are not making it easier for you. But what is one thing I do know is that you can reach your goal. I've never met anyone that I couldn't help as long as they didn't quit and they were willing to put in the time. And for some, it was a lot longer than they wanted. But at the end of the day, the time is going to be the time that it's going to take. And if you want the time to not be as long, you have to show up and do more things that fall in line with your goal rather than less, right? Good morning. Well, I sabotaged myself as I have in the past over the messy middle stage. Up 5 today, but it's a new day, new week, new tweak. I'm still here. I'm still worth it. I'm not giving up. Okay. I love this, Natalie. So whenever you fall back, it's an opportunity for you to learn. How's that sabotage working for you? How's that sabotage working for you? How's that feel? Does that feel great? Did that make you happy? Did that bring you joy? Did that give you what you wanted? Right? Right? Or did it make you realize and double down on the fact, I fucking want this. Fuck off with the sabotaging of myself. Doesn't work for me anymore. You know, you want it too bad. You're trying way too hard. You know, you got to get out of your own way. But sometimes unless we fall back into our old habits or unless we sabotage ourselves again, we don't really recognize what we're doing. And so if we don't recognize it, we don't know how to stop it or change it or choose differently. Right. So I love that. I love a good setback because if you don't take a step back, chances are you're going to have a setback. This is why I love a good, this is why this conversation today. Take a minute right now. Setbacks are setups for success. Yeah, Michelle, I love that. Setbacks are setups for success. Exactly that. So I like a step back. You can always do a step back because sometimes you can't see the forest from the trees. Like if you're starting to feel frustrated or something is going on, you're not doing the things. This is where you got to step back and be like, okay, what's going on here? I want this so fucking bad. I've been trying to lose weight for 20 years. I want this so badly. I can taste it, right? It's not your desire. It's not your want. So what is going on? What is getting in my way? What is my environment? What is my mindset? What's happening with my choices? Make a list of the things that I can do. Make a list of the things that I'm doing. Make a list of the things I'm not doing. Let me figure it out. There's always something more you can do or something else you can focus on, right? Sometimes we stay focused on it's the food, it's the portions, and our stress is out of control and we're not sleeping and whatever. So taking that step back is like, it almost prevents that setback because you are seeing as opposed to seeing, you can't see the forest from the trees, you know? So I love a good Monday. Monday's not a start again. It's like an opportunity to reflect on what you've done, right? And what you need to do to get you to where you want to go. And that's what it's about. And getting really real with yourself. I call myself out all the time. Same thing. I want to feel fitness again. I want to feel strong and fit. I did my workout today and I was doing some stretching. I used to be able to like put my feet out in front of me and put my head down on my knees. I can't even touch my fucking toes. I'm a hot mess over here. And for good reason, I've been through a lot physically, mentally, a lot of that stuff, and I want to get back to it. But am I really doing everything I can to really get back to it? No, I'm not. But every night, sure as shit, I go to bed. I think about how amazing I'm going to be the next day and how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that. And then the next day rolls around. And do I do some stuff? Yeah, I do. But do I do all the things? No. I don't. And when I lie in my bed the night before and I visualize how I want to be and how I want to look and how I want to feel and all of that, am I really doing the things that I need to do to get to that? No, I'm not. So should I be happy with what I am doing? Yes, but why am I not happy? Because if this is really the best that I could do, then I could be okay with that. But this is not the best that I can do. And so I can't bitch and whine and complain about how shitty I feel every day and not be doing the things that I need to do or know I can do and need to do because I have this goal of how I want to feel and I'm not there. It's like I want to touch my toes. Every time I do this, I go start my stretching and I think about how I used to teach yoga. I used to teach like 20 yoga classes a week. I was so bendy, I put my legs over my head, whatever. And I think about that, how I used to be, how I used to, and I used to whatever. Well, I can't fucking do it anymore. I can't fucking do it anymore. But thinking about how I used to be able to do it and being all pissy about how I can't do it now is not actually causing me to do more stretching time. Well, what, Gina, what do you expect? If you think about stretching, but you're not stretching and you want to be flexible, great. Are you actually spending time stretching? No, you're not. Okay, well, of course, but every time I go and touch my toe, what's wrong? Oh my God, this morning, look, Tony, I used to be able to do this. Yeah, I've said that to him 100 times. Is it causing me to actually spend more time stretching? No. So what if I want to be able to touch my toes, I have to do the work. I have to do the work. So getting really honest with yourself, calling yourself out. I'm a big fan of that. The finish line is getting close. One foot in front of the other. Let's finish this thing together. You be here at the end and you won't care what happened on the scale. You'll just be so happy you made it to the end. There is so much that it says to your soul when you start something and you finish something. Honestly, that's why I break these programs down into 91 days, right? Start date, end date. Fresh start in a sense each time, you know, manageable chunks of time, right? It's the feeling that you get sorry, I'm reading this. I hate the WW. Nothing tastes as good as it feels to feel good. Clearly they've never had a butter tart. Oh, they eat butter tarts. They just eat the low fat cardboard tasting butter tart. It's over there. Hi, Alan. Weekends away. Lots of driving and indulgences up 3.4. Wow, it takes so long to drop, but we'll double down. It does. It sucks. It takes so long for it to drop. You finally see that drop. Then it goes back up. The thing is, you have to know you've still lost the weight, right? Like you haven't gained weight. The scale can fluctuate a lot, but you haven't gained weight at the end of the day. But when you're getting on that scale every single day and you want to see those low numbers, you're like, come on now. Come on now. I've been fluctuating within the same 2 to 3 pounds for the last 3 weeks. I've been following so closely. I'm hoping this tweak this week kicks me off the plateau. Okay. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't hope that this week kicks you off the plateau. Because what I would do is sit down and say, okay, what am I doing? Did you just lose a huge chunk of weight and your body needed time to adjust? And that's okay. 3 week plateau. That's great. Eventually it's going to break. And I love a good new tweak because it gets the body's attention, but pull out that maximizing post, right? Pull out that maximizing post because the tweaks, yes, they help, you know, bring up feels. They help you to be a little bit more proactive. They help keep things moving and grooving. But you should also expect, even if you were just working the basic food plan, that you would break this plateau as well. And that's what I mean by, right? That's what I mean by this. So if say you were 3 weeks just working the basic food plan, what would you do then if you didn't have this tweak coming down the pipeline? So pull up that maximizing post. What's going on in your life right now? What's your environment like? Right? What's your health like? Are you taking antibiotics? I had someone this morning taking that my scale is up, whatever. And then they're taking antibiotics and they're so sick. Of course your scale's up. Or it's not down because you're sick and you're taking antibiotics. What's your stress level been like? What's your sleep been like lately? What's your routine like? A lot of times we don't switch our routine into a more, like as the seasons change, our routine should slightly be changing as well. And we just stay stuck to what we've always done rather than adjusting. Like, are you waking up every day at 5 o'clock? And you're like ready to wake up, but it's too early for you. So then you go back to bed. And then by the time your alarm goes off, then you're like, you haven't got that deep full circle of sleep. And so then you're waking up tired, right? Get up at 5 o'clock. Your body's telling you, get your ass out of bed. Let's go. It's ready to go, right? That time shift can make all the difference in terms of your sleep patterns and whatnot. So I would take a look at that. This tweak is a great tweak this week. So I love that you're excited about it. But also I would open up that maximizing post and put some fresh eyes on that and see where you're at. So pleased today, non-scale victory, 2 sizes down, a newest low, 35 pounds down since the beginning of the fall program. Focus, focus, focus is my goal for the rest of the program. Yeah, it can be a lot. That's why at the beginning of every new week, the beginning of every new month of the program, I love this time because you can really just kind of reassess, right? Just where are you at? What's your mindset? What have you been doing? What do you need to do? What's like changes? What adjustments do you need to make? What do you need to do? Right? What do you need to do? What do you need to focus on? What do you need to focus on?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Third program, crushed the first, limped through the second, now 1.9 pounds away from my goal, trying to stay on track, not to sabotage myself in the last few weeks. Isn't it amazing how we tend to sabotage when we are so close to reaching our goal? People talk about sabotage in the beginning. Yeah, that's something. First few weeks of the program, fear of success, fear of failure. But that sabotage that pops up at the end, man, oh my gosh, that takes work. That takes work. But I love that you're onto yourself. With this being my first session here, I realize I'm still learning about my own issues and I'm realizing I still need to keep learning with the program. Yeah. So back to what I said earlier, right? Nothing pisses me off more than someone says like weight loss is just as simple as calories in versus calories out. I mean, yeah, weight loss is. Fat loss is a whole other thing. Losing your weight in a way you can maintain, a whole other thing. Losing your weight in a way that you don't have to do weird shit for the rest of your life, a whole other thing. Losing your weight in a way where you're calm around food physically, mentally, whole other thing. Losing your weight in a way where you can actually enjoy food, right? Like actually enjoy all the yummy bites and bits that life has to offer without that stress in your brain. Losing your weight in a way where you're not terrified of gaining it back. Like that is just, that's the difference. Yeah, you can lose weight eating less, exercising more. No one's debating that you can't do that. But how's put your hands up if you've done that before. How's that working for you? That right? I think the only person who says weight loss is as easy as calories in, calories out is someone who, in my experience, has never needed to lose weight. Or it's someone who usually some guy on the internet is like, all you got to do is eat less, exercise more. It's so simple. And then I go over to his platform. He's got a big beer belly and clearly, I'm like, fuck off. Or people coming out of school, then they're just young. They're trying to show the world it's calories in versus calories out. I'm like, talk to me when you're 40. Okay. It's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. Four questions. Yeah. I just got a treadmill this weekend because I know I'm not leveling up. I am frustrated with staying at the same weight. I get down to a good number and the next day back up. So I've started to kickstart my own ass and do something about it. Okay, this, right? So I love exercise is great. Resistance training, you have to be lifting muscle resistance, especially if you've done any diets your entire life and just lost that weight loss versus fat loss. Yes, and you're losing muscle mass. That muscle is so important. That the conversation we have with Dr. Linka about this. So this is also what affects, you know, a lot of people when they're talking about hormones as they get older too, is that loss of muscle mass, the way your body's converting your food, your insulin levels, all of that, right? There's a big difference to that. So I love treadmills are also really great. I got one. You guys all know I got that. I should just sell these walking treadmills because I'm sure the company where I got mine has made a fortune off of everyone buying them. Mine is great. There's all sorts of great ones out there. I got a walking pad because I couldn't get over the treadmill, the cost of the treadmill. I'm not a runner. The space in my place, you know, I have a bike already. But then I was like, so I'm going to walk outside. Well, I'm not walking outside at 5 a.m. But when I was away at Christmas with the family, we did so much walking. I felt amazing. Physically, mentally, there is something to be said about trying to get those steps in. And I really realized when I got back that I am so inactive. So inactive. I would do like my Peloton bike and then a little bit of a workout and then sit all day long. And so this is where I'm trying to get up and get out more and be more active. I'm starting to realize it's just really important for not just my physical health, but my mental health, right? So I love this. I'm leveling up. This walking is going to make such a huge difference. I got to get this late night snacking under control today. I reviewed food plan, need to get more healthy fats in. You think I would know this by now in my fourth round, but I recognize it now and I know what I need to do. I'm going to stop you right there, right? Because knowing and doing are two different things. And it's so much more than you should know this, right? Do you know? Like if you probably look back at your last four programs and all the things that you've been working through and dealing with, like there's a lot. And so the way I see it is there was probably other things that you were focusing on that you needed to focus on. And like it's a never ending list of focusing on shit, being in tune with yourself, right? So there's a lot that could be going on with that late night snacking. There's feeling worthy of reaching your goal. That's huge. There's habit, the habits of snacking, right? Which is habits are hard to break. There's coping, how you use food to cope. there's like, there's so much, to it, right? So if you've been showing up four programs in, there's probably a lot of other things that you have been focusing on. And this is probably like one of those last things that you're realizing, okay, you know, maybe you just didn't have the capacity. Maybe it was like your coping, your safe space at the end of the day. Maybe you got a lot going on. Who knows what it is, you know, but sometimes we think this, I should, but we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And I think that things come up in a timely manner, that like now is the time for you to, that's a huge thing. That's a huge thing for a lot of people, is that late night snacking. And so now's the time, you know, now's the time. I recognize it now and I know what I need to do. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Good morning. And work up to tell myself enough of this self-sabotage. So maddening, those damn mini eggs. Yeah. Well, okay. So we want to get to a place where we can enjoy the mini eggs, right? It's Easter. The mini eggs are out. You go grab a pack, you eat a couple, you're like, good. And then you leave the pack on the table because you had enough, right? You had a couple, you feel good, right? And then maybe the next day, all those mini eggs, yeah, I'm going to have another one. That was good. That's it. No space in your brain, no berating yourself, no getting on yourself. You had the mini eggs. It's Easter. Do your fave. That's it. That's where we want to get to. This is why this is so much bigger, right? This is just so much bigger than eating less or exercising more. It's like you want to be able to enjoy the mini eggs when they come around once a year and not have to feel like you eat the whole bag and then feel disgusting and then get on yourself about it, where you can just enjoy a couple and be like, oh, those are good. Yeah, oh, I'm going to grab some of those mini eggs without that stress in the brain, right? That's the goal. Saw a magazine for weight loss for John Hopkins. And when I review the details, it's so consistent with the Livy method. Yeah, the Livy method is better because of the guidance and the tweaks. So glad I found the Livy method. So people are catching up. I've been doing this for 36 years, 37 now. I keep getting older. They're catching up and they're catching on. People who want to. The diet industry is still doubling down on the eat less, exercise more bullshit because it's hard for them to transition. But such a horrible bedtime this week. Couldn't fall asleep Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, I hear you. This week's going to be rough for some of you. If you haven't watched it, make sure you do. Watch that sleep series. Question on fruit and the tweak. Is there a best time for fruit or does it really matter? I've convinced myself fruit is morning only, but is afternoon okay? Yeah, so fruit in the morning is great at that time, always will be, right? So it's just, you know, that's why you can add a protein and fat to it, and that's ideal. But also, like, as we transition from winter into spring, especially into summer, you can start bumping up your fruit intake. And so if you're feeling, so what we're doing is bumping, you can bump up your fruit, right? And have it twice a day, but we're also minimizing any heavier carbs. So that kind of offsets that. So if you want to have fruit, if you particularly enjoy fruit, you can totally have fruit in the afternoon as well. You want to make sure you're having fruit because it's appealing to you and not because you're dehydrated and craving something sweet or trying to use fruit because you want something sweet, right? Like at snack time, if you have the luxury of doing that, I would be like, what am I feeling like for a snack today? Is it, maybe it's vegetables and some cheese. Maybe it's just nuts. Maybe it's a boiled egg. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it is. But don't be afraid of fruit. If you want to have fruit in the morning and the afternoon, you can totally do that. Better time, it depends on how active you are throughout the day. And like if you have a really active job or maybe you're working out later in the day or you're more active in the day, you know, fruit in the afternoon can be beneficial for that reason as well. I mean, nuts and seeds are always great at that time because of the protein and fat in them. So that's why if you're having a snack in the afternoon, you want to still have that protein and fat in there. But some fruit, you could do some fruit and nuts. I usually just eat fruit in the morning. I rarely have fruit in the afternoon. In the summertime, that might be a little different. There's not a better time, like in the morning. Yeah. But you can have it in the afternoon. Did that answer your question? Good morning. Second program. I'm here to finish strong, over 55 pounds down overall, but just 12.5 this round. Just 12. That's amazing. 12 pounds. Listen, let's just talk about that for what like 1 to 2 pounds a week is amazing. That's amazing, right? 1 to 2 pounds a week is amazing. So let's kind of really normalize that. Yes, people can lose a lot of weight with the program, but 1 to 2 pounds is amazing. Definitely 1 to 2 pounds per week. Definitely finding this round more about the feels and having a harder time to keep fresh eyes. Okay. Yeah. So definitely first time more physical, second time more mental. That's why I love a whole new week and a whole new month. Spring break is upon us, and I know that I'll have to work hard to keep this my focus, excited for the longer, brighter, and hopeful warmer days, and excited for this tweak this week. We'll keep on keeping on. Okay. Let's kind of reframe it. And because this is a lot that you're doing. And it's a lot of time. It's 3 months, right? So you had the first month. Like, reflect back. How was your first month? What was your mindset? What was going on there, right? And then what happened in the second month? What was going on in your life? What was your mindset? What's going on, right? Where are you at now? How's your why? What's motivating you? What's motivating you? Are you motivated? Not motivated? If you're not motivated, what's your why? Right? Are you super clear on the things that you need to do? Not what everybody else is doing, what you need to do. Right? Really take a minute here, because sometimes we're just like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. I love that day by day approach. But maybe it's like your why has changed. It's just a different season. It's a different season of your life. Like, that's what I mean. Take that step back and take a minute and assess where you're at. And maybe put some pen to paper and write some notes down about where you're at. Like, what was happening in your life last time that it was so much easier for you to lose your weight? Like, what was your environment like? You know, what was your mindset like? What was going on there? Were you more motivated? Were you journaling every day because you were doing all the things? Were you setting those intentions, end of day reflections? You know, what can you do, right, to kind of to level up? Not just fresh eyes on it, but like a whole, like, what can I do to level up, right? And really take advantage of these last 4 weeks. And I say that, I'm not putting pressure on the last 4 weeks, but let's say you got like the next 21 days, however many days that is, 21, I don't know how many days that, less four weeks, 30 days, sorry. I'm thinking about when I'm going away. Look at this last month as a challenge, right? Maybe you started and it was a journey and now you need a bit of a challenge, right? How are you framing the last month of this program, right? Is it still an adventure? You know, is it a project? Is it a journey? Is it a challenge? Maybe you need that. Okay, for the next 30 days, I'm going to make myself a priority. For the next 30 days, I'm going to this. Next 30 days, I'm going to that, right? And then, of course, take it day by day. Yes, I have to get going. I guess I'm a half-asser. My week is good and my weekend comes and I'm way off plan. Routine is important to me. So I wouldn't say you're a half-asser. You probably want this badly, but what's happening on the weekend? Why are you way off plan on the weekend? Because the routine is routine. The routine that you follow is very routine. That's what I love about the food plan. It's very routine. So what's happening about the weekends that you need to do to adjust, right? Get a water bottle, pack some snacks, you know, maybe before your weekend, make a plan for yourself. Maybe you're just in this life is short kind of thing that you're dealing with right now. So you're great during the week and then the weekends are like, or maybe you do really well during the week and you start to feel like, okay. And then maybe you're sabotaging yourself on the weekend. So what's happening there? What's happening there on the weekends, right? I will never quit. Been on the struggle bus this round with crazy stress all around me, but still trying to stay on track. Yeah. I love that. There's a whole vibe. Don't quit. You're either going to quit or you're going to follow through. You're either going to be successful or you're not. I had a fun weekend with friends and was able to make more mindful food choices. I had a friend make a really shitty comment about my weight. I've been working to let go so I don't fester in her funk, since I know that was about her, not me. It's her comment that she made is about her, but how you feel about it is about you. So why does what your friends say bother you? So you can't just let these things go, right? Like, that's not I love that. Let it go. You can't let it go. Because it's a missed opportunity. So what did she say that bothered you, and why did it bother you? Because maybe you believe it, right? Maybe you believe it. Maybe there's some truth in it. Maybe there's, this is what I try to do. Because usually someone will say something to me, it'll really bother me, but there's some truth, and it's not obvious truths that it's true. I'm not saying it, whatever she says is true, but that might be a belief that you have, even though it's not actually true, right? And so whenever anyone says anything that pisses me off, sometimes I'm like, fuck off, you're an asshole. Because sometimes they're just rude and they're just grumpy and they're whatever. And this is why whenever I was rude to someone on my team the other day. I was horrible. I was really shitty. I was just pissy and passionate about something. And I said something in a meeting in a way that was just not very nice. And I immediately felt like a horse's ass. And I was like, I had to call her up. I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking sorry. I don't know why I'm a jerk. I don't know why I said that. I mean, I did know why. I had reasons and not anything they did, but shit I was dealing with myself. And so I immediately called her up and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's just, she's like, it's okay. I'm like, it's not actually okay. It's not okay. I own it. It was horrible of me. I'm really sorry. You know, and I've always been very quick to do this with my kids too. If I yell at my kids or done something to my kids, I'd be like, listen, not that what you did was okay, but my reaction to it's not okay. So there is that kind of ownership of that other person. But then when someone says something to me and it bothers me, I'm always like, why? What is it about what they said that bothers me? Because they should be able to say whatever they want. And it, what do I, like, what they have to say, what do I care what they have to say? Like, if that person, if your friend said that to you in a language that you didn't understand, it wouldn't mean anything to you, right? So it's how you internalize. And so I always use those opportunities to be like, what is it about that that's bothering? What's my problem with that? Like, is that true? Is it not true? Do I believe that? Is it hurtful? Here's another one. It could be your friends. So I had some friends that would say some things to me and I was like, oh, fuck, whatever. So now I'd be like, what's the problem? What's the problem? The problem is I had shitty friends and I wasn't making the move to separate myself from those friends. I kept dealing with this underlying, like every time I'm around them, they talk to me in a certain way or they treat me in a certain way. And I've talked to them about not doing that and they weren't getting it. And so sometimes it's because your friends are just shitty, you know, or sometimes it's because you didn't say what you wanted to say in the moment. Like, what did you say something that, why didn't you say something to them? You know what I mean? It's not what they said. It's the fact that you didn't say something back in that moment. Right. Or, you know, or your friends are just shitty and you know this and you need new friends. So anyway, I don't know what it is, but I always like to take those moments and be like, what's going on here for me? I got to go. I can feel Tony saying we got to go. We have to go. What an interesting conversation today. So let me sum this up. We're all over the place. Everybody is dealing with a variety of different things. And those things are that come with life are just getting in the way of us trying to reach this big goal, right? And everybody has different things that they're working through when it comes to this weight loss journey. Some people are really excited and jazzed about this week. Some people are like, yeah, not so much. Some people know that they're going to be here at the end. And some people, maybe they're just hanging on by the skin of their teeth. You have to figure out where you are at and how you are feeling and what you are dealing with and what you not need to do, but what you can do to follow through and do the things that are important to you, right? Because you know where you want to go. You know what you want. You know how you want to feel. You know everything that you want to achieve, especially by doing the program. So make sure that the things that you are doing are lining up with that. Make sure how you are feeling is lining up with that. Like, you really want this, but you're on the verge of quitting. Do you know what I mean? You know the things that you need to do, but you're making excuses and not doing. So take a minute today. We have a lot of time. You always say, I go right to the very last day with this program, and you can lose a lot of weight in the last month of the program. People, you know, you had those expectations in the front, shift them to the back. But before you roll through on this week, take a minute for yourself. Sit with where you're at, right? Recognize where you are at, how you are feeling. Make a plan for the things that you need to do to make the most out of the time that you have left, because it's quite a bit of time. I got to go, everyone. I'm going to be back tonight, 7 p.m. if you want to join me then. Otherwise, have an amazing day. If I didn't get your question, pop it over on the post at the top of the page. The team will answer it over there for you. Reach out, reach out, reach out. Ask as many questions as you need. We are absolutely here for you. All right, everyone. Have a great day. I'll see you later. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.